Today is January 1st, 2019, and today I want to say to you, if you feel like you're about to lose your mind, hold on. Just hold on. If you're beginning to question your mental health, if you think you're going crazy, hold on. Don't crack, don't cave in. You need to go to Jesus. You need to get on your knees and pray. He is the one who can restore your mind. He is the one who knows exactly what's wrong. You can sit and think about things all day long and never come to a conclusion. Why are you feeling crazy? Is it hereditary stuff starting to kick in because you're getting older? Is it poor life choices? Is it just the sad state of the world? Are you just plain nuts? Who knows? You can sit all day long and try to solve these mysteries of the mind. You're never going to figure anything out. And neither are the doctors, so-called doctors, that all they're going to do is profit off of you if you go and submit yourself to them. Your precious, fearfully and wonderfully made mind, if you submit that into their hands, all they're going to do is profit off of one more person. They're going to prescribe something to you to make you feel better, make you feel more stable, make you feel happier. But it is no solution. You know that. Everybody knows that. All they can do is make you feel better and to quell symptoms. But I'm here to tell you, if you really want to stop this thing going on where you're feeling like you're about to lose your mind, if you really want to stop it and reverse it, you have to go to the one who can truly heal. The one who made you, the one who fashioned you. He knows every cell in your body. And his name is Jesus. And his healing power is there for you right now. If you would just go to him and pray. It does not matter if you've never talked to him before. He knows you, even if you don't know him. So go to your knees and call out to him. Jesus, this is what you can say if you've never talked to him before. Just, Jesus, heal me. Heal my mind. Calm my mind. Give me stability. Give me a level mind. I submit all of my thoughts unto you. I submit my state of mind unto you. Please keep my entire mind in your hands. Please heal me. And please reveal yourself to me. Please show me who you are. And just pray something like that. Just tell him you need help with your mind. And he wants to know you anyway. He wants you to come to him and get to know him. And he wants to make everything how it should be in your life. If you just go to him and submit to him, he made you. He's the only one who can help you. And if you are in organized religion and you're wondering, you know, you've been going to church all your life and you're wondering why you're starting to feel crazy, you're starting to lose it, you're not getting true healing power from Jesus Christ. You're getting some kind of a substitute that's coming from false religion, a man-made religion. You're getting some substitutes, and they're not going to heal you in the end. You have to, if you feel like you're cracking, if you feel like you're losing your mind, I suggest you stop going to church. Stop going if you are in an organized religion that is not giving you the pure, undiluted word of God, all of it, the whole picture, Old Testament, New Testament, the gifts of the Spirit, the healing power of Jesus Christ, the authority of Jesus, the whole big picture, all of it, the way the Bible presents it. If you are not in a church that is feeding you the living word, then you are not being fed. You are being fed religion, you're being fed traditions and the precepts of men. If you're in the Catholic Church, you need to stop going. And all the other stuff too. All the little offshoots, all the little, just everything. You need to, if you're not in a spirit-filled fellowship where he is being presented in purity and in truth, including his healing power, you need to stop going. Just stop. And be an opportunist. See, part of the Christian walk is learning to be an opportunist. Is stuff going wrong? Use it. Is stuff going wrong? Learn from it. Is your brain cracking a little bit? Are you feeling crazy? Stop and slow down and learn from this situation. Let it bring you to your knees and go to Jesus, the healer. He can heal you. And he knows what's going on. And he will hold your mind in his hands. And you will not go crazy. You will not lose it. Don't cave in. Don't have a breakdown. Go to him in prayer. Let him soothe your nerves. Ask for healing of your nerves. Don't cave in and break down. I've done it too many times. And I've lost my way too many times. Maybe just two or three times, but that's one time too many. I've completely been blown off my path a few times. And looking back, it was a path I needed to be blown off of anyway. I can see God's purpose in allowing me to be sideswiped by life. But the problem is, you fall into more danger because you cannot guarantee that your safety net will be a place of spiritual safety. And if in matters of that, you have to guard your mind. When it comes to your mind these days, you will be, if you're not careful, if you do not guard it, you will be drugged, you will be put on things to make you feel better, but you are trading in your freedom for control. You will be controlled, you will be dominated, you may feel better day to day, but you're losing your way, you're gonna fall. Don't cave in, don't break. You don't know whose hands you're going to fall into. Go to Jesus. If you feel like you're about to lose your mind, get on your knees and go to Jesus. If it's an emergency, and it probably is if you feel like you're going crazy, cry out to him. If you need some privacy, go into a closet and get under a blanket where no one can hear you if you need that privacy, and just cry out to Jesus. He will come through for you better than any psychologist or shrink or any of those people who are paid to drug you. Go to Jesus. You will not lose your mind. Just pray every day. If you've been in organized religion, and you want to start a new walk with Him, just you and Him and God's Word, listen to the Bible every day. If you don't have the energy to read, I do think reading it yourself is probably best. But I myself, I tend to listen to the audio Bible a lot just to get it in. Sometimes I sleep with it on. I need it. And it will take your thoughts off of yourself. It will put your mind on other things, wholesome things. You'll learn God's history. If you focus on His Word and just and hear His Word, you are learning His history instead of mulling over your history. We can mull over our own personal histories all day long and never figure anything out. So cast your worries and cares upon Him. Ask Him to help sort you out mentally and to heal you where you lack. And I have something else I did called It's Okay to Be Sad, and it talks about the matter of what so-called depression, which we call depression today, but I just think it's plain old selfishness. It's sin. And I will link to that too, because it's a whole nother thing. Our minds are just, it's hard. We live in a hard world. There's a lot of stress. There's a lot going on. We're in the end times, and the mind is a battlefield. So don't cave in. If you need some rest, if you need a rest, that's okay. But don't, you're not going to go crazy. You're not going to lose it. But you need to go to Jesus for real. Not in the organized church. Break away for a while. Give it a try. Trust me. And go to the one who can truly heal you. Get away from all the liturgies and the creeds and the recited prayers that they're telling you to pray. And go and pray from your heart. He's there. He wants to know you one-on-one. And it is not a dangerous thing to have a personal relationship with Jesus Christ. I saw that lie in the news. I saw what the King of the Catholic Church proclaimed in one of his revered statements. That it's a dangerous thing to have a personal relationship with Jesus Christ. You know what? I'm glad he said that, because people can see now. That is the lie you have been subconsciously fed all your life if you were born into a church like the Catholic Church. Jesus is not divine. That's the Catholic language. Oh, Jesus is divine. That's a real subtle way of knocking him down a notch. You can't knock him down a notch. That's what the Catholic Church does. Because there's no room to see him for who he is. There's too much other stuff going on. All the saints, which are humans, just like you and me. And all the, it's a kingdom. It's a false kingdom. It's not real. It's made up. It's a substitute. It's not going to save your soul. I'm challenging you to come out of that if you're in that. And come get to know Jesus for who he is. Away from all the man-made junk. Just you and Jesus and his word. Just close up your ears to anybody who comes at you with any other man-made religion. Oh, you want to join this church? Oh, you want to join this denomination? Mormons come knocking. Jehovah's. No. You've got to gird up. Keep your gate locked. Your metaphorical gate locked. And just put on some blinders. And get to know Jesus away from everything else everyone is telling you. I'm speaking truth, and I am just a dumb, crazy blonde who, not even that anymore. I'm almost 50, so I'm a mousy brown with gray streaks. But I used to be a dumb blonde, they used to say. I'm no authority. I'm just passionate for God. I'm not properly educated in any of this. I just love God. And I've been walking with him for 30 years. 31, actually. And he heals. He will set you free. He can set you free from whatever is troubling you. He can set you free from addiction. He can anything you need. Go to him in prayer and, you know, seek his will. It's not about us, what we want on our time. It's we belong to him. You got to get in tune with him. You got to pray for your will to be aligned with his. Oh man, when you pray that, when you line up your will with his, nothing can hold you back. You won't be like a salmon going upstream, getting eaten by the bears anymore. If you pray, like, for example, Lord, may I not pursue my own desires, may I not pursue my own will, may I not pursue vanities. Line my heart up with your will, Lord. Let me desire what you desire. Let me see things through your eyes. I pray for your will for my life. Not my will, but your will, Lord. And you're going to see things happen when you do that. Someone told me about, I guess, 10 years ago, maybe not that long, someone was just made a sarcastic comment, an offhand comment about me, because something, another miracle had happened, and I was all excited about it, and I just had a limited number of people I could actually tell these things to without fear of some kind of spiritual retribution. Another miracle had happened. I think it was a gas tank that didn't run out. Like, it was on empty, but I had to get somewhere and I had no money. And I just prayed. I put my hand on the gas thing in my dashboard and prayed that God would fill it and give me enough gas to get to where I was going to go. And it did. When I started up the car, the needle went on just the right amount I needed, and it stayed there. It didn't go down until I got back home. These kind of things, Jesus has been so wonderful with me, because I just went through some desperate times, and so I learned the power of prayer. I learned faith. My faith has been greatly increased through all my struggles. Anyway, I think that was the one that had just happened, and I was all joyful and excited and laughing, and this person just shook their head and said, "You're just one of those people that always gets their way. You just always get your way." And I just kind of shrugged it off, and I didn't say anything, but the truth is, no, I don't always get my way. It seems that way sometimes, because my will is aligned with God's will. I don't seek my own. I want my prayers to be within his will. It's not like I've just been going along praying for this and that, and then God just rains it down from heaven like confetti, giving me whatever I ask for. It's not that. I approach him fearfully. I am just in awe of him. And any time I dare ask for anything, I'm like, Lord, but if I'm asking amiss, please forgive me, have mercy on me. But if this is within your will for me, please. So, what I want for you, and God stirred me up to do this one today. It's really messy and random. I know it is. I'm kind of all over the place. I'm sorry. But I want you, whoever you are, I want you to know that Jesus can hold your mind in his hand and he can heal you. He can at least keep you together. He can keep you together while you sort things out. You are not going to go crazy. You're not going to go insane. You don't need to be drugged. You don't need to go to a psychiatrist who's going to drug you and pay you by the hour. I mean, you pay them by the hour paying someone to hear you. For what? Do you think they're really internalizing and listening and caring about anything you say? No, they're trained to sit there and act interested. But if you go to the living God, he is waiting to hear your every thought. He already knows, but he's waiting to hear the cares of your heart. He is waiting to hear what burdens you, what troubles you. He says, cast all your cares upon me. We need to take his words seriously. We've heard these words all our life. He's serious about it. We're not. He is. He says, who of you by worrying can add one day to his life? And he doesn't want us to worry. But he knows the complexities of that. He's like, cast your burdens upon me. You don't need drugs. You don't need antidepressants. You don't need any of that junk. You don't need to go pay a shrink. You need Jesus. Take it from me. Trust me. I'm telling you. He's the only one who can help you. He is the only one who can heal you. And he will hold your mind together if you trust in him. And you can be an opportunist and use this experience. If you feel like you're going crazy, use this experience to break away from all the junk in your life that's holding you back. And come forward. Come forward into the light. Come forward into a new, fresh, clean relationship with Jesus. He loves you and he wants you all to himself. God bless you and thank you for listening.